Hello and welcome to the His and Her Show with Jody
and Alex Misiak.
And today, normally we'd have a guest on the show, but life happens. And sometimes, you know, you just gotta switch things up a little. I had a really sore throat off and on. I think it was two different times, and so I couldn't actually record anything and then let things come up with our guest too. So today we're going to talk about turning obstacles into opportunities, because as much as you plan, it doesn't always go according to your plan. You know, things come up and you just got to roll with it. So you can either roll with it happily, or you can, you know, pout and stomp your feet and be mad about it. So today we're taking this obstacle and turning it into a wonderful opportunity to teach you about landing back on your feet once you fall.
Yeah. There's a lot of variables and external forces like that affect everyone's life. Yeah. So looking for opportunities instead of dwelling on what could have been.
Yes.
Because that doesn't serve you.
So before I met you, I actually had it where if I had plans with a friend and they canceled on me, I'd be devastated. I'd be upset. I'd be like, why? And now I have so many things that I do for me or that like light me up that I can fall back on. Mm-hmm. Like it's not like caught with in the headlights like a deer. Like, I don't know what to do now. Like, it's not like that anymore. It's about reacting in a loving way. Like, okay, like, sometimes I'm like, I'm actually okay with cancellations because it opens more space for other things. So it's about just how you react to things when they come up. Like, when things got shifted, I was never upset through the process. I was like, okay, so what are we doing instead? Right?
Right. So instead of having a guest this week, what are we going to do instead?
Yeah, like, oh, I wasn't ever, like, mad or frustrated or stressed out. I'm like, okay, here are the facts. This is how it is. How are we going to roll with this, and how are we going to turn it into an opportunity instead of something sucky or something like that? You know, like,
yeah.
It's all about your mindset and really – but it takes time to get to this point, I feel. Like I said, it was before I met you that I had it where it's like anybody canceled on me and it would have been like the end of the world, my end of my life. And now it's like, okay, we're cool. Like, let's – sometimes it's a little bit more and I have to take a breath. Mm-hmm. But in this case, it just came very naturally where it's like, okay, go into problem-solving mode.
Yeah. I think it depends on there's probably more than two categories, but I can definitely see things where you're like, okay, when it was your friends were canceling on you, that was like a personal thing, and you're obviously going to go do something fun or hang out or have coffee or whatever. And then there's the things that come up that are a little more related to like your professional life, whereas, you know, I guess canceling on us is sort of, you know, that affects our professional life. And having a plan in both instances, it's going to be a different plan, right? So when your friends or when something happens where you can't hang out or whatever, cancellation happens, you have a list of things that you do for you, right? It's not a list of chores
to do, right?
Like, it's different.
It doesn't have to even have, you don't have to have a backup plan. It's really about reacting to it.
I think some people might actually have like having a backup plan first to help, you came at it the other way, right? You dealt with the emotions and what you would go through when people would cancel with you. You figured out why you felt that way, and then
I just started doing more for me, and it's just like I was happy with my own company. When I felt comfortable being just alone with myself, with my thoughts, it wasn't me trying to like hide from my emotions and hide from like all the stuff I was pretending wasn't happening in my life. And it was really just being with myself. And we talk about this a lot. Like, self-love is like the biggest thing I do around like how I help people, creating a deeper loving relationship with themselves. And it really is just becoming your best friend.
Well, I think that's
for that case.
Yeah. That's
important. What I'd really like to like you know, get into is like, how do we react? Because it really comes to our reacting. If you have all the lists, the backup plans in the world, and unless you change that trigger of how you react to when it happens, that's your turning point. Because if this happened to us like a couple years ago, I might have been like devastated. I'm like, no, my plans went out the drain. No, I'm a failure. No, I suck. Whatever I'm telling myself. Mm. And in this case, I was like, okay, well, you know, I was sick. Things happened. I wasn't on top of the scheduling as well as I could have. And it's like, okay, those are the facts. Like, there's no emotion there. It was like, this is just how it is. And it's really just jumping into problem solving.
So then for people just starting out on this path that have that initial like knee-jerk reaction, like, no, like the sky is falling, because there are lots of people that have been there. Yeah, and I've been there too. Yeah, for sure.
I'm sure there's still days I will have that still.
Exactly. I guess the initial reaction is like do you allow yourself to, when you were first starting out, you allowed yourself to feel like, oh, like disappointed or whatever, and then you sort of let it go. You're like, okay, well, I'm disappointed this didn't happen, or I'm maybe sad, maybe even angry or frustrated, but then you're like, okay, I can't change any of this. So
I think the first step is understanding that it's not personal. When you take yourself out of the equation, when you realize that them canceling on you is not directly linked to you. Mm-hmm. Either they're sick, something came up, or they just don't feel like getting up and going out, which is all like, that's how they feel. And that's cool. Everybody gets to have those moments, and we just have to honor that. So it's first taking yourself out of the equation. It's not about you.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody else cancels or when something else even shows up, and it's not the universe or some crazy forces out to get you. And the moment you start not being the victim, being like, why are all these crappy things happening to me? Poor me. All this. And you get yourself off that pity party couch and move into your own fun, I'm awesome, me party. That's where the magic really begins.
Okay.
And realizing that, like, just because something doesn't go according to plan doesn't mean you're a failure, doesn't mean you're not good enough, doesn't mean that your planning isn't rock solid. It just means that something different was meant to happen. And that's where I'd like to steer into as well, is instead of thinking them as obstacles, you look at them as opportunities. Mm. Opportunities for growth. Opportunities to change what you might have been doing. You know, a lot of us, we get into habits and possibly even ruts.
Mm.
And certain things can actually shift us out of our ruts to transform into a whole different, like grow us and transform into what we need or who we would like to become.
Okay.
So, you know, certain things may change and they actually help you, direct you towards something really amazing that you might not see yet.
This or something better.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Okay, so take yourself out of the equation. Stop thinking of yourself as a victim of circumstance or whatever else. Like, okay.
Yeah, so it's really, yeah, getting out of victimhood and then looking. It's all about mindset, too. Looking at the obstacles as opportunities.
Okay.
Instead of, they're getting in my way kind of thing. So let's even put it into perspective. Like, say you're on a road trip, and we've actually had these. You're on a road trip. You know where you want to go.
Mm-hmm. You have a destination.
Yeah. You have a destination in mind. And then we have, like, this huge detour. There's construction everywhere. And we're like, oh, my goodness, like, where is this taking us? We don't even know, because we had this plan. We knew exactly from point A to point B how we were getting there. And now we're taking this crazy tour. And you can either be very frustrated and be like, oh my goodness, we're losing time, we're going to get there late. You could focus on all the things that are going wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can open up to the possibility that you get to see something maybe you've never seen before. Maybe you discover a new town, a coffee shop, new fun things to do, as long as you're open to seeing them.
Right.
You know, you could complain the whole way through.
And you'll miss all that new stuff.
Yeah, you could see the most beautiful scenery ever. You could see new picnic spots to do. You could see, you could find this new, like, campground or whatever it is you're...
But if you're focused inward on being a victim, then you don't see any of that
stuff. And you're complaining and just...
Yeah.
And it can be really tricky sometimes if you're in a bad mood. I get it. So the biggest thing is, step one, is just noticing it. Without judgment. Like, this is not about beating yourself up, being mad at yourself for feeling that way at all.
You'll just stay in victimhood.
So it's really just about being there and, like, okay, honoring it and be like, okay, so I feel this. Maybe I should do something about it. And then it's just, first step is awareness, right?
With a lot of things we're talking
awareness.
About.
Yes. This is how I walk through all my clients. Awareness. Just being aware of what's going on. That's the first step, because you can't change anything you're not aware of.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the big one, awareness. And then once you figure that out, it's just taking those steps to start loving yourself just a little bit more deeper, like creating that deeper loving relationship with yourself. And then it's also changing your mindset. But when you're ready, it's about finding those techniques that kind of help shift you until it almost comes automatic. Like, I never even thought about it when it happened this time. So, like, before, you know, you get through those phases. And the more you do something, the more it becomes a habit. And instead of, you know, going to, like, oh, poor, or, like, anything, like, oh, this sucks, or falling into that, those patterns, I literally jumped right to, okay, well, this is reality. What are we going to do?
Yeah. And I think it's important that when obstacles arise and plans need to change, that you don't immediately jump into problem solving mode, not necessarily.
Oh no, I was walking. So let's break it down even further. So this is happening. I figured out we couldn't make our guest. We couldn't record our guest
podcast
for September. And I was on the way to walk to pick up our daughter from school. So I had about a 10-15 minute walk / jog to go get her. And as I'm going, I'm like, okay, what am I, you know, like, I just was just being with it, just open. Not even really, there was no, like, oh, what are we going to do? And you, not even, like.
You weren't trying to solve the problem. Or,
no, but I wasn't even thinking about it much, like.
Yeah.
I'm just open. And as I was walking, like, amazing things were coming out. Like, let's just focus on, you know, talking about what happened and really just using this as a teaching tool and a teaching moment instead of, trying to fit something in that wouldn't feel organic.
Yeah. Or like panicking, trying to find another guest.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, that wouldn't feel organic to me, rushing and finding and, like, recording it real quick. Like, that doesn't feel, that didn't feel right to me.
Yeah. Because you gave yourself enough time to realize that that wouldn't feel right. Mm-hmm. I find sometimes, especially because I am a problem solver by trade. So, and unfortunately my trade means that the problems that arise, at least in my other professional life, is, you know, it's kind of like forest fires. They flare up and you're like, you gotta get them under control fast. But that shouldn't extend to my personal life. So when problems arise, not problems, but like the obstacles arise or whatever, like I would always try and like immediately try and like shift into problem solving mode. And by focusing on the problem or like turning it over in my head immediately without slowing down and listening, I often sometimes created more problems. Look back at the podcast or listen back to the podcast with the snowblower. That's a classic example. That's probably
reacting before you think.
Exactly. Yeah. Trying to get into problem solving mode instead of slowing down and allowing myself to be open. And then please, if you haven't listened to I'll put a link in the description of this podcast to that podcast, because
if you want to laugh, like, that's a good one.
That's a good one to laugh for, but it also plays right into this podcast as well. It's fine to be a problem solver and to want to find solutions. Just don't jump right into it right away, because you're not, I'm going to try and do an analogy here. Like, you're running along and suddenly there's a big boulder in your way. Like, what I did in the case of the snowblower is I tried to, I'm like, okay, well, I'm presented with this boulder, and without giving any time at all to think about it, I tried to go through the boulder. That's like that's the hardest thing
you can do. With your bare hands.
With my bare hands, or my skull in this case. But yeah, like, And of course, that sounds nonsensical. You're like, why didn't you just go around or try to climb over or look around? It's like, that's why it's an analogy. But that kind of scenario has played out a lot in my life. So it's nice to start shifting out of that sort of pattern more and more into like the pattern you describe, which is, okay, you're now aware that things aren't going to go to a plan. You have a new obstacle to deal with, or obstacles, or whatever you want to call them. And you didn't even think about it. You're just like, I'm going to put that away now, and I'm going to just be open. And then a little, not even a long time at all, 10, 15 minutes, like you said, you could come at you could turn on the problem solving, the solution finder, and come at it in an open way, and then the answers are easier, they feel right, you're not bogged down with any emotions or thoughts about the initial obstacle anymore. You're like, okay, it's there, and then you forget about it, and you're like, okay, now I'll come back at it with fresh eyes, fresh thoughts. And I think that that's something that it does take practice, especially for people who are wired like me, where it's like, no, immediately must go into problem solving mode.
Then if that's the case, if you're like knee jerk reaction person kind of person, it's first being just aware of that. And then when you get to that moment, be like, what would Jody do? Or like, what would whoever do? Yeah. You know what I mean?
For
like
me,
take
I
that,
that
moment.
Yeah.
You just need to do something that takes like 2 second thought process to jar you away from what you would normally do.
Mm.
And an even better question to ask yourself, the one I love to use the most, is what would love do? If given the situation, what would love do?
No, that's a good way of shifting your thoughts.
You just need to like cut that off for a minute, just enough to breathe and think it through a little.
Yeah. Back to the snowblower example, then it would be, what would I do if I had all the time in the world? Right. And then that thought process, would it have been enough to slow me down, tackle the new obstacle / problem in a good way? Okay. That's good. This is like, so there you go. We have something came up, schedules didn't line up, got sick, whatever it was. About a bunch of factors, like most things in life. And we turned that into a podcast for you guys about turning obstacles into opportunities.
So whenever you come across an obstacle, just try to look at it with a fresh set of eyes and look at it as an opportunity. And all you have to do is really ask yourself, like, what is this trying to show me? Is it trying to, like, when I had my sore throat, it was making me slow down. I was go, go, go all summer long, having a lot of fun. Yes, I took a little bit of time for me, but I didn't take enough, clearly. Mm. Like, so when things come up now, I'm not like, oh, man, this – like, I was a little upset that I had a sore throat. But eventually, I was like, okay, what is this trying to show me? And that's really what how you turn things from obstacles into opportunities, is ask, what are they trying to show me? Okay. Well, we hope you have a beautiful day. We have a lot of fun podcast guests lined up. So this should be our only fill-in, hopefully, if all goes well on our end. We have some fun stuff. So stay tuned. Well, every Friday, but the last Friday of every month, we will be having a guest on. If, you know, things flow in the right direction. We hope you have a beautiful, beautiful day.
Bye for now.